All right, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Today's Thursday, so today's the day we look at how we can act on Jesus' words. We explored yesterday how we use oaths and guarantees and words like trust me and I swear on my mother's grave as ways to make people believe us when we don't expect to be believed. Sometimes that's going to be because of lies in the past or because people are used to lies in the world and they're not trusting anymore. Or we're not used to being trusted because people have disbelieved us in the past. Either way, the reason we have to use these things is that we live in a world that does have many lies. We live in a world where a lot of lies are told, and knowing that, we try to solve it with these kind of oaths, but sometimes it just leads to having to make grander and grander promises to build on the oaths we've made in the past and to make people believe us again and again and again. It can get out of control. And that's why Jesus proposes a very simple solution. What if we simply told the truth? What if we simply became known as people who told the truth very simply, plainly, with our words, and didn't need all these extra guarantees and oaths to be believed? Jesus is proposing that we start practicing truth in a world of lies. That sounds hard. But it's consistent with everything else he's been teaching about starting to practice his kingdom in a world that simply isn't there yet. It means we'll be different. It means it won't always be easy. It won't always work out, often at our expense. But living in God's kingdom means we start practicing today what the world is meant to look like, was created to look like, and will look like once again, even when it's not fully here yet. It's practicing for a reality that we're living into, that we know isn't here fully yet. Now you might be wondering about some practicalities here. What if you're hauled into court? You're a witness, for example, and you need to make an oath. You need to put your hand on a Bible or an iPhone, like some firefighters did in the US just last week, I think. And you somehow have to make an oath. Is that allowed? Is Jesus saying here that no one should ever make an oath in court? Well, it's not what he's saying. He's not making a resolute statement here that no one should ever take oaths. He's basically saying we should be the kind of people who don't need to, where it's simply a formality, where no one ever expected us to say anything but the truth. Imagine a world, first of all, where Christians could be trusted that way as a whole. We know we're not there yet. Imagine a world where everyone could be trusted in that way. That's the kind of world Jesus is inviting us to live into. Until then, we live in a world where we do have to make those kind of oaths and promises in court or in any number of settings, like at citizenship, for example. Jesus himself had to do that. When he went before a magistrate, essentially, and had to make a promise, he was asked to make that as an oath, and he did it. He was the last person who ever needed to. And yet he did, as a formality. However, we do live in a world where we need to make those kinds of statements because people don't always believe us, because so many lies have been told in our world. I just saw the Oscars, and Seth MacFarlane had set up so many bad jokes. He'd offended so many people already. He'd said so many ridiculous things that weren't true. Then I remember at one point he told a true story about a film, and nobody believed him. And he actually needed to say, that's true. He'd set up an expectation that everything was ridiculous, everything was a joke, that he needed to point out what was true. And that's the world we live in. We're so used to being told lies that we need to call out when we're saying something true. And Jesus wants us to live in a world that's different than that and start practicing it today by simply telling the truth. Imagine the impact in our world, or in your workplace, or in your home, or wherever you spend your time, if we all simply told the truth, or if you simply told the truth to start. Imagine how it would impact those around you, how we'd let our guard down. It's the beginning of a real change in our world when we simply start telling the truth. And so that's our challenge for you today. To find ways today, wherever you're going to be, at work, or at home, or somewhere in between, find ways to simply tell the truth. Commit to being a person of transparent truth, to be of such character that there's no need to make an oath. You'll find the ability to communicate simply and truthfully. I'm inviting you to try it out. It's probably not going to go perfectly, but work it out day after day, but start today. This is the first day of truth telling. No need to exaggerate, no reason to give an oath, no reason to swear on anything. Simply try telling the truth as much as you possibly can and invite God to take you the rest of the way. I'll see you tomorrow as we reflect and pray on this. Bye for now.